So if you're using the information visualization toolbox to categorize what's going on in terms of perceptual coding, position, size, and color play an important role. Sometimes there's also texture information that can be provided, and I'll show you some examples of that in a moment. There are also some motion cues as you are filtering the data, and proximity-based things that are close together, and very important is containment. Things that are contained within the same shape are related, and then you will find sub-branches of that branch that's being represented by a rectangle within that rectangle. In terms of interaction, it's direct manipulation, immediate feedback, link displays if it's a link to some controls, and you'll see you saw some examples of that if you looked at the Hive group demo. It can also be linked to dynamic sliders, and in some instances there can be even semantic zooming, so as you reduce the number of items and you further go into the structure, you can see more, not just color information, but maybe an image and so on.